This is KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. We've got quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the check our EchoLink stations. Good evening, KO4ZEW. That's Mr. Ben. He's down there in Simpsonville. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's in Simpsonville. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's in Simpsonville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KC4PLT, that's Mr. Richard, he's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up in Traveler's Rest. And KR4ACR, that's Mr. Terry over in Moore. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over in Dacusville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all of you fine folks being with us this evening. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Got an EchoLink station up, but he checked in on the pre-net check-ins, but we'll give him an opportunity to use his EchoLink. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I just had another EchoLink station pop up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Zulu, KQ4AZ. This is Kevin down in 96. Be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. 73 is all.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin down there in 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well. We'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we're both being negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wearshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening, KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick and his sweet bride, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick and Lorena are down in Piedmont, and Rick brings along their daughter, Michelle, via telephone relay from Ware Shoals. Appreciate all of y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Rick. Please tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next off detail, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
And all on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX, that's Patrick. Up here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joey at least not to say hello. Have a good evening.
4DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks for being here.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Chandler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Could be a couple of minutes late. I missed my group a little bit, but I definitely want to hang around and talk about something. This is November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, Doug in Valhalla. No traffic. Got something to chew on, though, if there's anybody hanging around or knows anything about Table Rock. 73.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to N4AHO. That's Mr. Doug down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Doug. Hope you are doing well. I'll be back to you for some comments in just a few minutes. Where are we? Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Blue Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, sending 73s for each one of you.
I hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. You enjoy. Have a great evening. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to keep. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
DOS. India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. And Table Rock, no traffic. But I'll stick around. I'd like to, that question ask you on the phone. I'd like to know how well you heard 462-6750, or if you even heard it at all up there on Caesar's Head.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. C. Ed, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Andy. Hope you are doing well. And Andy, I'll be back to you in just a little bit. And we can talk about that 462-6750. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV and reading or working a puzzle. I don't know what she's doing when she's in the other room. do have an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, I get to check in with you not once but twice this week. Check in Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to your, good evening to yourself, Gary the Net. Negative, negative, but do be sure to tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The only group right there, M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary.
Hey, Steven.
This is Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray. Tom in Greenville. I just signed on. I missed my section, but I just wanted to leave it as to the please check me in. I'm on HD. I'm hoping you can hear me okay. Negative and negative.
Gary, I just wanted to update you, Gary, that she does still have her days with her headaches, but the past two or three days, the past two or three days have been pain free for her. But we appreciate your prayers, Gary, and just wanted to let you know she has had some days where she felt better.
Well, Stephen, I'm glad to hear that. I hope she has many more good days where she doesn't have those bad headaches. And you're still on our prayer list. Don't worry about it there, young man. Do appreciate you. And I had a station over in Greenville, a KR4, that was on an HT. And I missed part of your call. I got KR4, and then I got nothing in X-ray, I think, and I missed your name. So try it again.
KR4, Bravo, Lima, X-ray, Tom in Greenville.
Hey, Tom, we got you there, young man. KR4BLX, that's Mr. Tom over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you are doing well. And Tom, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night if you can make it. Different net controller most nights. But come back as often as you can. Net starts at 9 p.m. But do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this Saturday night. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Sir, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be nanny the nanny. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Chris. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Chris? Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR. Steve in Simpsonville, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4STR. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steve. Hope you are doing well there, young man. KO4QLG. Chris, did you get that text for your neighbor I sent you yesterday?
I did, Gary. I haven't passed the word on to him yet, but I did get it from you. And I've also got your mirror. Found it today on the loader.
I ain't worried about the mirror. We'll get it next time I'm over there. But do pass that on to your neighbor, and I think he'll be interested in that. But just wanted to make sure you got it there, over.
Did appreciate it. He does, too.
Appreciate you. Let's go back over here to the alphabet now. Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the patient group U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD, that's Miss Angela, here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4DOS. DOS, please check in Kilo Quebec Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This will be Anthony in Townsville. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
DOS. Everybody on the net, please check in. KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint and Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative. 73.
For DOS. Gary, thanks for running the net tonight. It's been a while, so please excuse me. Please check in KQ4ZRC. That is Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Romeo Charlie. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. It's been a little while, so please excuse me. Negative and negative, and 73 to the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KQ4ZLE, that's Mr. Anthony down there in Townsville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anthony. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4ZRC, that's Mr. Grayson up there in Sapphire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grayson. Hope you are doing well. Good hearing you back on the air there, young man. Anyone else in a uniform through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary.
Park in Greer, KQ4, Kilo, Quebec 4, Whiskey, Hotel, November. I'll be negative and negative, but hanging out here in Greer, enjoying this beautiful weather. Everybody have a delightful evening.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KQ4WHN. That's Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
2 Delta Quebec Victor.
Control. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC2DQV. Can I get your name and location?
Here is Bob. I'm in Noble and Lickville, negative and negative.
I got you there, young man. You be careful out there on the mobile. You take care and have a safe trip, whichever way you're going. Don't know if you're headed back home or out vacationing or whatnot, but you be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you there, young man. Also, I'd like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jerry. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren, and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Twist.
KC4SKD, Larry. KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both in Easley, no traffic. And I'll be here right to you, Gary, and I'd like to check in my brother Randall by telephone relay, N9TEC, Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF, Charlie, in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening. Talk to you in a little bit, KC4SKD.
Four, Bravo, Kilo, India, KJ4BKI, Jack, down in Rock Hill. Y'all have a great one, ma'am. I'll be in and out, though.
Air control. Kilo, Foxtrot, 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, that's KF4CKT, and my name's John, and I'm in Honeyapave, South Carolina. Good evening. Good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you are doing well. And KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. They're both over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry brings along his two brothers, N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville, and KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Both of those via telephone relay. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along, Larry. When you talk to them again, tell them we said hello from Easley. And I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And then we got KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Jack, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log. Appreciate you being with us. And I hope you are doing well. And then we got KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo India 4. Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4. KCX. My name. name is Jerry. We're still hanging out in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope everybody's doing good.
ZOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4KCX. Master Jerry down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jerry. Hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAQ portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. First up on a clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Doug in 4HHO down there in Walhalla. Doug, what have you been up to there, young man? Sounding good up this way. In 4AHO, Mr. Doug, you still with us? Back to Mr. Doug. He said he had a question about Table Rock area, so we'll come back to him in just a minute. We'll move up to the next one, which is KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy. He's up there at Table Rock. Andy, you asked about how I heard that 462-6750. I had it full scale, man. It was really nice. I mean, it was clear and everything.
LZI, well, I thought you should be able to hear. You should with the antenna system. You notice who was in that control? It was Matthew up here above me. He's in both services now. He started out as just a GMRS operator. And our group, and Randall in particular, took him. Encouraged him to get his ham license, and he's got his ham license now, and I don't know what the question was about up here at Table Rock, but I'm just going to tell you what I'm aware of, what the question was. Yesterday, when this all started about the fires up here, from what I've been told, you know, about who started it. Now, this is what I was told. I don't have, other than what I've heard on the forestry repeaters and the park repeaters. But someone told me that two teenagers up there is what started that fire up there at Table Rock up there yesterday. Needless to say, and they called them, needless to say, though, with the way these winds have been and also the way the humidity is only about 15%, it's driving these forestry people up here crazy trying to contain it up here. They've been with the aircraft all around up here dropping water. Forestry's been up there where they could get in with places with bulldozers. And it's most between this park repeater, but it don't have any range, but the forestry repeaters, which... there's three of them, 159, 40, 50, that's Glassy Mountain out of Pickens, 159, 22, 50, that's Long Mountain, and 159, 450, that's Corbin Mountain over there near where Highway 25 goes in the Traveler's Rest. That's the forestry analog repeaters, but these others most people won't hear other than probably me. They call them tact frequencies, but we here call them simplex frequencies. That 155, scratch that, wrong name. 151, 151.355. That frequency up here has been busy all day. Late yesterday and today both, between the ground crews up here, dealing with this and with the choppers dropping the water up here and the park superintendent up there, he's obviously, like Cliff told me years ago, they've got where they can tie into it now after what happened 8 or 10 years ago. He even got on there a time or two on there 151.355, but I going on up there right now. And like I told them on the answer repeat a while ago, they know what nearly happened 8 or 10 years ago. It come within feet, I was told, of their repeater building 8 or 10 years ago. I was telling them over there a while ago on 7-9, they better beware, because there's no telling what way this wind's doing and it's dry and all the humidity it is, where these winds will take these fires to, because it's been all over the place from what I've been hearing today.
I'm going to go back to Doug in just a minute or two, but I hate that they had somebody, and I'm just going to say it the way it is, them boys are stupid. Them stupid teenagers up there starting fires, you know. People can say what they want to about me, I don't care, because them boys was stupid. Got a red flag warning out, and they start a fire with as dry as it's been. And, yeah, we've had a little rain once or twice, but we hadn't had enough to get the leaves and all that soaked in good, especially with the low humidity that we're having and the winds that we've been having. I don't know. They need to prosecute them boys. Put them behind bars for a good long while. Maybe they'll think twice before they ever strike another match. But I appreciate you letting us know about the fires and stuff up there. I'm glad they caught them boys. And those repeaters that you gave us for the Forestry Commission. It might not hurt to listen to those a little bit every once in a while. And but I do appreciate that. I did not know the net control on that 462-6750 was Matthew, though. I heard him on 2 meters. I've heard him and throw his call out and stuff, but I didn't catch his voice. I hadn't heard him enough to know his voice yet, so I'm glad he's got his ham license as well as his GMRS. And I hope he enjoys the hobby as half as much as I have. If he does, he'll have a wonderful time with it.
Tells the guy Friday, well, Mandel's trying to encourage everybody to do that. Get a GMRS license too, but my location here being what it is, and Mandel didn't always have the 7-0 machine on 2 meters or the 195 on 2 meters. Back years ago, all he had was two 220 machines, that GMRS machine on Glassy, and that 442-400 on Caesar's head. And I tell you, back in those days, when our net over here was exclusively on 442-400, even with this here and this antenna I got, there was times in the summer I had a hard time with it. I had a difficult time with it. You look at a topo map and look at this hole that I'm in. All these hills around me in the heart of summer when the leaves are good and thick on them and green, well, you get them wet, then say a little wind comes for some reason, though. It makes my signal waver in and out like crazy. And after finding that out, I told Mandel, I'd like to get a GMRS license, but I've got experience from monitoring other stuff on UHF and also here on 70 centimeters. It just doesn't work in the heart of summer at my location that well. If it wasn't for that, I'd have a GMRS license like Matthew and one or two others in the GMRS service as well. It's just my location don't make it very feasible in the middle of summer.
What they say, location. There's a lot to do with it in a lot of cases, and I do understand that your location is kind of hard to get in, especially with the UHF. VHF is bad enough, but UHF is even harder. But I don't know, maybe things will improve one of these days. You can't never tell. You'd have to put you up a big old tall antenna, though, I guess, if you wanted to get on UHF much during the summertime.
For lousy guy. I'm telling you, in the summer months here, this here on VHF looks great, performs great, to the way UHF does here at my location. It's just, you get a little, with all these thick leaves on these hills here around me, then the wind blowing in, if I get wet, I mean, it plays havoc with UHF signals more than VHF signals, and I found out during those years, 442-400 and all the monitoring, because back in the old days, everybody else was using analog UHF too, and it's difficult here under the best of conditions in the middle of summer, and because of me being here, it's just not worth it, really, because I have difficulty at times on UHF still. It's just Mandel's got more machines now. You know, he's got the 195 on 2 meters stuff. The other one, of course, got burned out, but, and he's got 443-450 on glassy. I can do fair with it, but that used to be Rich Tillotson's machine. He didn't used to have that back in 06, that 443-450. That was Rich Tillotson's repeater. The only ones he had back then, when I got my tech license, was that GMRS Glassy, a couple of 220 repeaters, and 442-400, where he had, at that time, the net going on. And it doesn't work very good here for me. And on UHF, the most you can run, even if you're not legally, if you owned an amplifier, not legally now. Here, we can, if we have the amplifier, we can run up to 1,500 watts. GMRS 50 watts is all you can do. And you can't link repeaters. There's all kinds of restrictions on it that we don't have here, but there again, the offset is to it. Anybody in your family can use GMRS, and the call sign ID is every 15 minutes, where here it's every 10 minutes, and like I mentioned to Mandel one time, there's a lot of people, say like I told him about out there at that pigeon flea market, some of the radios on GMRS that they used to make, but are they still like this, I don't know. They'll use the output frequencies of the repeaters as a simplex frequency. They won't be designed to do an offset, but there again, you'll have to hear some of that, and you're going to have to tone your transceiver if you are using, like you're on a GMRS repeater, and you're near that flea market, you're going to have to squelch tone your radio. Because out there, they'll use 462-6750 or 462-7 as a simplex frequency out there. I heard it a lot back in the days when I used to go to the flea market. So there's a certain thing about GMRS you got to consider and a certain thing you don't. The people who's not using them legally, they'll use the simplex frequencies on GMRS and the output frequencies of the GMRS frequencies as simplex. So if you have a license and have drills that are doing offset, you get around any real busy places like a flea market, you better tone squelch your transceiver on receive because you might pick up other stuff as well. That's some of the difference, some of the things about GMRS you got to consider if you get around any areas where there's a lot of activity, like a flea market, like I was telling them about repeat on glass and the one had been on 6 Mile Mountain. If you get too close to the flea market out there, you're going to hear other people other than just the repeater only.
KLS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Andy, I don't have my GMRS license. I can listen to it. I got my radios will tune the stuff in. won't transmit on those frequencies, but I can still listen to them if I want to. But, you know, well, yeah, take the good with the bad, I guess. It's like you do with everything else. But, you know, they say some people that use 2 meters and full 40s illegally, and they're not supposed to do that either. So, you know, we just have to put up with it, I guess.
JI4LZI. Well, where's they manufacture these radios? See, some of them are designed to do an offset, and then some aren't. Those that aren't, they got them set up to transmit on output frequencies of the repeater, like it's a simplex frequency. Well, if you happen to be one of the ones that's got the one ready with the offset on it, if you're too close, say, like, to the pick and fling market, you're not just going to hear the repeater only out there. You're going to hear people out there on that frequency transmitting like it's a simplex frequency. I don't know it's how you call it, but the differences in the way the radios are manufactured and the fact that the law hasn't considered all this. Because you got to understand, a lot of these GMRS radios has the license-free FRS frequencies on it. The 462, 51, 25, for instance. There's 14 license-free FRS frequencies. And they're usually on the radios with the GMRS, so there's some details about it that's good and bad.
They's got good and bad all of it. And, well, you know, as far as your radios go, if it's, you can turn the offset off on the ham radios. I don't know if you can on the GMRS radios or not. But, you know, there's certain, you get in certain portions of the 2 meter band or the 440 band, is you got the automatic offset and all of that, but you can turn that off, and you can transmit on the output you can transmit on the output of this repeater. Of course, it won't go through the repeater, but you know, people have done that before, and well, it is what it is. You know, they can't hear us sometimes, you know, when we're talking through the repeater if it's not coming out of the repeater, but as long as it's coming out of the output, you can hear them. Well, like if you wanted to catch somebody on reverse, you know, you catch them transmitting on the, you can listen to them transmitting on the input. And so I guess it works both ways with the GMRS.
Well, for the ones I've seen, they designed them like that. Some are capable of it, and some aren't. I got a pair right over here I had from back in the days when me and my family used to go to the flea market. That's what I'm talking about right now. There's no offset on it, but I can hear, you know, like you and HT, every repeater frequency on GMRS around here. But it acts like a simplex frequency there. But you take some others, they're designed for the offset, and you can actually do that. The manufacturers actually built radios like this. I don't have any question, idea why, but they have.
They ain't
very
does, Andy.
I don't know why that is, but it's like I told Manny. If anybody or any of them has got GMRS and they get near that flea market out there, they better have their tone squelch on the GMRS radios they got that will do it offset turned on, because you'll hear all kinds of chitter-chatter going on the output frequencies of those GMRS repeaters right out there at that pick and flea market. Them using them like a simplex frequency.
We're going to do it whether we want to or not. Yeah, we can try to stop it best we can, but we can only do so much.
Why that's that way, but it is. It sure is why that's like that. But being that the FRS frequencies a lot of times on them too, for some reason, they let him slide like that. I don't understand the reasoning, but it is a fact. Way back, those FRS frequencies was just a half a watt. Now, what they are now, I'm not sure. I know that what I have heard, but there again, there's another, some more gray area that I don't understand. Now, there's some that'll do 2 watts, but you get more expensive GMRSQ. You can do the maximum limit of 50 watts, but there again, I think that's where you've got to have the GMRS license to actually use them. But a lot of people, like I said, don't always honor that, because like I say, they buy these cheap ones that's HT kind and go right out there, like I said, and, you know, being that they're on, say, 4627 operating simplex out there, hardly anybody will hear them, so they figure it's fine and okay, and for the most part it is. But if you happen to be a licensed and get too close to them instead of repeater you're trying to hear, it might be a problem if the squelch, tone squelch ain't on. I just don't understand.
Hey, I don't understand it either, but it is what it is, and we just have to live with it, I guess. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
I tell you about that. That's something I've noticed over the years. And from back years ago, when I used to go to the flea market out there and hear that on the output frequency of the GMRS frequencies, repeater output frequencies out there, as well as the FRS frequencies. There's gray areas in there, and now that it's getting prices real, real low, like Matthew, when was he? Maybe Matthew was telling somebody else, I don't remember now. There's getting to be more GMRS repeaters now on the air, there is. And at some point down the line, they're going to have to start doing them like it's done here in the amateur service. They're going to have to come up with a way of coordinating it.
Andy, they need to coordinate them, that's for certain. That way they won't interfere with one another, and that way they'll keep down the fusses and the fighting.
Yeah, but I get the feeling it's coming, because it will wait. Like I said, you asked me this about the GMRS stuff back, say, 10 or 12 years ago. It's like when we started here in the amateur service paying $35. Well, back in the old days, to get a GMRS license, according to what Mandel told me, you used to have to pay about $90 to $80. Well, now that they've dropped it down to $35, the GMRS service is exploding.
They have to start taking a test or something, maybe, and it might slow them down. I don't know. What else you got for us this evening?
That's about it. I'm just going to tell you something about that. And I heard you say something that Doug want to know about Table Rock. That's all I know right now, what I just put out and told you about it, other than I'm close enough to I can hear them on their tax simplex frequencies. And it's very interesting. And like I told them on the Anderson repeater, they better beware. It probably won't touch the repeater bill, but it come within 8 or 10 years ago of doing it. So, told them they better be alert. KI4LZI.
But I said, you know, but they can't do anything about it if there's a wildfire up there and it comes across the repeater shacks just like 6 Mile down there. They wiped out a bunch of communication down there on 6 Mile. And even though the fire didn't get into the buildings, or some of the buildings and stuff up there, it still got so hot on the inside, it tore everything up and made a mess. But I appreciate you coming in there and letting us know about that poor stuff, especially what happened up around Table Rock. And as far as the GMRS goes, I don't know where that's going to go, but
maybe one day soon they'll put a stop to some of that madness that's on the GMRS. We'll have to wait and see.
For AHO.
Agreed, Doug.
Okay, I think I heard most of that, except, you know, I got called out of the room a couple of times, but I'm mostly about this situation. I wasn't really asking about repeaters or anything. I was asking more about the fires, and Andy answered a good bit of that. And I was just wondering if anybody knew the size of it. Channel 4, the last thing they said was 10 acres, even though they had some guy they were interviewing, just a, you know, some local there, saying he thought it was a lot more than that, and then they went right back to 10 acres. I just wondered if anybody had actually heard anything on maybe on those fire repeaters about whether they're actually making progress against this thing or not, or whether it's spreading. Or
heard, Andy's been listening to the forestry repeaters and things, and Andy, do you know if they've got it anywhere close to being contained?
Well, see, I thought that yesterday they had it contained. Then, first thing I know, I started hearing activity again today. Choppers around, and of course, as close as I am, I can hear them on the simplex frequency. They call them TAC, but on the simplex frequencies up here. It's really, at this point, uncertain right now. I hear so many different acreage is listed, I can't really be certain for sure how much at this point in time. I thought yesterday was over, then I heard it today, so just don't know. KI4LZI.
Well, to tell you, Doug, I don't know if anybody else up there around Table Rock. If there's anybody else that lives up around Table Rock that has any more information, Doug's trying to find out some information about the containment of the fires.
Gary? This is KL4QLD. I don't know about the containment, but I've gotten 3 phone calls from emergency communications tonight where they're evacuating certain areas.
Well, Doug, there you go. They're evacuating some of those areas up there, so I don't know there, buddy.
Hey, Gianna, I got those same calls. I think I got 2 instead of 3 from Emergency Com. It is, I think that may be the sign-up for the Coney alert at Coney.com, which I've signed up for. What you do over in Pickens, I don't know, or Greenville. But over here, it's alert at Coney.com, and I think that's what gets you those messages. Also, that was a good comment about the evacuation. It is a request right now. There's nothing mandatory. So unless I hear otherwise, I'm assuming that it's just because of smoke and that this thing hasn't gone beyond the top of the mountain. But they did open a shelter at 120 Holly Springs School Road, I think it's called. I assume that may be the school. I don't know, but there is a shelter there for people who want it, and they did list on the alert several, you know, of course, in that mechanical voice that half the time doesn't pronounce it so badly you can't tell what it's saying. But there is a evacuation request at this point on that. And also, let me let the repeater drop. I got one more thing to tell you. Radio complaint. This is N4AHO. If anybody doesn't know, there is a website out there where you can see where the wildfires are. I think most people know about it, but it's at Sierra Charlie Foxtrot Charlie dot Foxtrot India Response dot com / public. That's once again Sierra Charlie Foxtrot Charlie dot Foxtrot India Response. That is firesponse.com / public. And that brings up a map, which I'm not sure how quickly it's updated, but it is showing an active fire on Table Rock. It just says 0 acres and 0% contained, so apparently it hasn't been updated yet. But that's there to be helpful. So we're just going to keep watching, make sure the winds don't blow in whatever direction we happen to be, and just keep on top of this. So that's all. That control, N4AHO, back to you.
Okay, 4GTI.